It's a scene from history. Yitzhak Rabin, Israeli Prime Minister, Yasser Arafat, Palestine Liberation Organization Chairman, shaking hands on the White House lawn, September 1993. Two foes had come to terms on an agreement with the hope of making peace one day. That agreement was forged during months of secret back-channel talks in Norway. A new off-Broadway play looks at this little-known part of that process. It's called Oslo. Jeff London has the story.
The most important piece of scenery in Oslo is a door. On one side, the negotiations. On the other, a husband and wife who never cross the threshold.
Tyre, people are rioting.
I know it's tragic, but these are perfect conditions for progress. The desperation they are feeling on both sides. This is our ally.
Two people who are outsiders to the culture they're dealing with.
Bartlett Scheer directs Oslo.
Who have belief in idealism, and you enter the story through their human point of view on how to get this to happen, and their struggles with each other and with the problems that arise, and they're your entry point.
For the audience and for the negotiations themselves, it was their idea. Tyra Rudd-Larsen was a sociologist and academic, Mona Jewell a young foreign service officer. She had been posted to Cairo, where they got to know people on both sides of the conflict. When official talks between the parties in Washington, D.C. stalled, the couple arranged for both sides to meet secretly in Norway without the initial approval of their government. Tyra Rudd-Larsen is now president of the International Peace Institute.
We did it in a way exactly the opposite way of what was done in Washington. We did not put proposals on the table. We said we would facilitate, bring the parties together, be go-between, assist them in any way, saying it's your problem, you have to resolve it yourself. And number two, we said the delegations should never exceed three persons on each side because trust is dependent on personal relationships. And then we also insisted that they should live in the same house. They should have all meals together, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, etc. They had to live together.
The sociologist was testing a theory. But playwright J.T. Rogers says the story behind Oslo is anything but a dry academic treatise.
It was very clear that it was a thriller, because it was. The ticking clock is the drama's friend.
And the actors who play the Norwegian couple, Jennifer Ely and Jefferson Mays, say that's how it feels every night.
We are continually surprised by this play, the doing of it. It feels like an ambush. We never know exactly what's going on.
Or what's coming next.
What's coming next. I have a copy of my script backstage at all times that I continually refer to.
I have little sheets in my pocket that tell me what's coming next.
So there's something about doing this play that feels like a wild improvisation.
This is not something you make up as you go along. If this fails, Fafo, the ministry, our lives will all be torn down.
Mona, you must trust me more than you have ever done before. I know how to do this. I see how to do this.
Oslo is based in part on extensive interviews playwright J.T. Rogers did with Rudd-Larsen and Jewell. He wanted to explore the intersection of the personal with the political.
The hope was to make a political play in the Greek sense of that word, a play about the public and the larger ideas about who are we as human beings and as nations and how do we go forward and how do we live with our enemies and with ourselves.
And that's what appeals to director Bartlett Scheer.
What I actually like most about it is that it is a very complex expression of how history actually works, as opposed to a kind of Hollywood version of how this great thing was accomplished.
Scheer says both he and Rogers felt they couldn't show the script to the couple ahead of time. Mona Jewell, who's the current Norwegian ambassador to the UK, hasn't seen the play yet, but Rudd-Larsen has.
This is not a documentary, so many of the scenes there never took place or it took place in a different way, and what some of the characters in the play are doing was actually not done by the real-life figures. This being said, I think JT and Bart and the cast has caught tremendously well the spirit and the idea of Oslo and how it played out.
And that spirit was very much one of optimism.
If you bring the right toolbox and handle the tools the right way, there are also possibilities today. Because there is one similarity with the situation at the time of Oslo and the time of today, that is that everything looks impossible. And sometimes the impossible is easier to do than the possible. If you have resilience and are persistent, you can do things which nobody believes is possible.
And critics and audiences have responded to that message. The off-Broadway run at Lincoln Center is sold out, and it was just announced that Oslo will move to Broadway next spring. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.